Okay, we're here with Martin Knight, who's just finished his match in the first round of the Wasatch Funds Salt Lake City Championships. And first of all, Martin, welcome to Salt Lake, and tell us about your match tonight.
Thanks very much, Craig. Yeah, it was pretty tough out there. The ball likes to bounce around a lot with a little bit of altitude, and Tabaki hits the ball pretty cleanly. So first game was pretty tough. I felt like the ball was just sitting up a little bit too much at the back. Couldn't really get any real purchase on the ball and to get it die. But yeah, got a close one and managed to get a bit of momentum. And in the second game, the ball completely changed. Just the break between games, and went from quite a fast ball to a relatively dead ball in the second game. And yeah, just got a little bit further in front and managed to control most of that. I think he got a bit nervous and made a couple of errors, but yeah, momentum was kind of on my side there, and I was able to carry that through and come away with the win. So yeah, pretty happy.
That's interesting you say that about the green dot, because we, as club players, sometimes struggle with the green dot for how slow it can be, and it's not very consistent. You know, we tend to play with like older double yellows in our club just because they bounce more consistently. But that is something you face with that ball, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, like all balls, obviously when they're new, they're obviously a little bit livelier. I haven't felt a ball change that much in one game for a while. I did expect it to die a little bit, but I think I expected it more probably in the third or fourth games type thing, rather than it was quite a stark contrast from a ball that, you know, literally would just sit up off the back wall in the first game, and to one that you could you know, you could hit quality kills and you could hit lengths that were sort of dying away quite nicely. So it helps if you've got a bit of momentum when you do that, and it does make you change your game though. You have to change the pace. You have to make sure you're hitting better lines, and if you're in front and you're hitting down on the ball, you get a lot of purchase, because it is a heavy ball and it will stay down once it starts to die.
Well, I'm sure that at least the squash players here in Salt Lake will appreciate that. But enough of the ball. What about your? I know you told me you're coming back from a bit of an injury. How'd you feel today?
Yeah, it's been quite a long injury, actually. About 7 months to be exact. It was a bit of a freak accident. And interestingly enough, I play Mike McHugh tomorrow, and I injured myself playing Mike back at the end of February, in a bit of an awkward collision. It was a strange accident. I ran into him with kind of the side of my head and strained a nerve in my shoulder, and have been basically battling with that ever since. Probably as of a couple of weeks ago, it's come right. Got the all clear from the doctor, and I have played a couple of tournaments just sort of at the end, like maybe about a month ago, including the New Zealand Nationals. I knew it wasn't quite 100% there, but I thought I could do well enough, and I came third, which I was pretty happy with. Mm-hmm. But yeah, this is my first real test with you know, a high quality international field, and yeah, really happy with that first match and hitting the ball all week, and yeah, it's so far so good. But I'll you know, it'll be again more of a test every match throughout the week.
And looking forward, you feeling good about, I guess you play the winner of.
Yes, so you know, I'm just going to take it one match at a time. So I mean, I know I play Mike because I saw he.
Oh, sorry. Duh. Yeah, you already said you played Mike. Yeah. So anyway, you tell me about the matchup with him and.
Yeah, so he lives in Toronto, I was based in Toronto for a couple of seasons. I have been based there, and we used to train probably at least three times a week. So we know each other's game pretty well. He's a clean striker of the ball, and you know, he likes to move it around. So I've got to make sure I'm moving forward well. I want to try and hurry him up a little bit, just so he doesn't get too much time around the ball, because he can, you know, he can do a lot with it when he has this space and time. So yeah, if I can control his movement a little bit and just push him around the court and make sure that you know, I'm finding the right angles and finding the corners of the court, not letting the ball sit up again. That'll be the key, and yeah, hopefully it'll be a good match tomorrow night.
Okay. Well, thanks, Martin, for taking time with us, and hope you play well in your next match, and congratulations.
Thanks a lot, Craig.
That is the bit.